tell me something good.
This is ABC Good News. I'm Tamara Wern. One couple thought Christmas had come early when a sooty intruder fell down their chimney, covering their living room with dust. But their shock soon turned to fear when they realised it wasn't Santa. Kim and his girlfriend were relaxing on the couch in Balmain when they were startled by a crash and a hairy, dirty stranger emerged from their chimney. The brave couple approached the trespasser and realised the snooper wasn't there to hurt them, but needed help.
We were about to move, and there's a little thump, and a baby possum fell down the chimney. It was up on the grate. It was, poor little thing was startled and bit soot on it and everything, so we had to get in contact with wires, and it ended up all good news. The baby possum's now around at the back and looked after.
In an Australian first, a family from Western Sydney has managed to buy a house at auction for much less than they planned. A perfect financial storm of low interest rates and a pandemic pressure has caused house prices to climb from between 15 and 26% across Melbourne and Sydney over the past year. But Tim and his wife Karen didn't lose hope and managed to score their dream home in Northmead without breaking the bank.
Took us completely by surprise because it was an auction, which was absolutely horrible. But we ended up getting it for a lot less than the limit that we'd set ourselves. It's in perfect nick and it's very new.
After being neglected and left exposed to the elements for 3 long months, a local icon will soon be restored to its former glory. Billy has been dreaming of the day her regular hairdresser of 15 years would be able to get to work, rehabilitating her dry and damaged lockdown hair. She was delighted to get a call to book a future appointment to get some long-awaited care.
He says, look, I'm optimistic and I want to be ready to service my regulars as soon as we can get back to business. And he's booked me in for late October. No, I just need maintenance so badly. Any maintenance he can offer me. And I'll even walk around the block with hair dye in if he's got a time limit.
Sydney councils are bracing for noise complaints after kids and teenagers were finally allowed to meet up again after months of being apart in new friend bubbles. From Tuesday, people aged 18 and under have been able to have 2 designated friends over for play or study dates, leaving parents inundated with excited requests and again picking up taxi duties. Tyler from Potts Point says it's the first time his 13-year-old son Jensen has been able to see anyone other than his folks, and it's had an amazing impact on his mental health.
They've been going out bike riding, playing basketball, doing video games, just the things that 13-year-old boys do, and it's just made him so happy. He's just had such a tough time homeschooling, you know, living with my wife and myself on his own, no friends at all. It's been really tough for him, and it's just great to see him having a great time and so happy and just really enjoying life again.
Also making news, Lucy from Randwick has achieved the superhuman feat of finishing her studies after hitting the books for 7 years while working full-time, and she can't wait to start her new career as a primary school teacher. And Patricia from Oatley is so proud her eldest son has also graduated from university. That was ABC Good News. There'll be more ABC Good News next week.
Tell me something good.